Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
In the past, we've been loose about the way we've handled IT procurement. Each department would call with a hardware or software request, and we'd go get it. But of course, we'd wind up buying some things twice or not getting discounts we'd get by bundling our orders. We'd like to change that. But first, we need to know what we have, who uses it, and how. The forms I'm handing out are for you and your teams to fill out. We want to know what hardware and software each team is using and roughly how often it's used. Often, rarely. We don't need more detail than that. We'd also like you to anticipate your future IT needs. Are there projects currently scheduled that will need particular IT support? I'll need these forms back no later than the 15th. Thanks.
Number 95. What aspect of the company is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 96. What does the speaker imply the company will do? Number 97. What does the speaker ask her audience to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
The proposal looks promising on the surface, but we need to think more about its possible outcomes. The idea to use a series of articles along with our regular history course is fine, as is comparing European and American political practices. Certainly, anything that uses simple language to explain complex ideas is useful, and the sample articles I've seen are very clear. What I'm concerned about is that anything that even hints at politics may be misunderstood by parents, and even by some teachers. As a private school, we depend on tuition income, and that should make us think twice. I think we, as board members, should approve each article before it is distributed to our schools. We need to make sure that the content is balanced politically and does not offend anyone's views. Otherwise, some parents may object.
Number 98. Who is the speaker addressing? Number 99. What does the speaker say about the sample articles? Number 100. What does the speaker think about the proposal? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.